This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on his latest mission to rein in the Gaza war, told Israeli leaders on Tuesday there was still a chance of winning acceptance from their Arab neighbors if they create a path to a viable Palestinian state. Blinken is on his fourth trip to the region since October. Officials say an American citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia, a move that comes amid soaring Russia-U.S. tensions over Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The arrest of Robert Woodman Romanoff was reported by the press service of the Moscow courts. It said a district court had ruled on Saturday to keep Romanoff in custody for 2 months on charges of preparing to get involved in illegal drug trafficking, pending an official probe. It didn't offer any details of the accusations. Russian media has noted that the name of the accused matches that of a U.S. citizen interviewed by a popular daily in 2020. The news about the arrest comes as Washington has sought to win the release of jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's parliament on Tuesday passed a landmark ban on production and sales of dog meat as public calls for a prohibition have grown sharply. Office worker Lee Soo-young told the Associated Press she believes it's unethical to eat or kill dogs.
Personally, I agree to the new regulation that is happening in Korea, and I hope all the trend like vegan food and also meat, vegan food, will become more familiar to the Korean people compared to other people worldwide.
And the People's Democratic Party won the most seats in Bhutan's parliamentary elections on Tuesday. This is VOA News.